Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1032 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. In the Supreme Court of Georgia, October term, 1913, Leo M. Frank, plaintiff in error v.S. State of Georgia, defendant in error from Fulton Superior Court, brief of the evidence, Mrs. J.W. Coleman, sworn for the state, I am Mary Fagan's mother. I last saw her alive on the 26th day of April, 1913, about a quarter to 12, at home, at 146 Lindsay Street. She was getting ready to go to the pencil factory to get her pay envelope. About 11:30, she ate some cabbage and bread. She left home at a quarter to 12. She would have been 14 years old the first day of June, was fair-complexioned, heavy-set, very pretty, and was extra large for her age. She had on a lavender dress trimmed in lace and a blue hat. She had dimples in her cheeks. Cross-examination. The blue hat that is seen here is the hat the little girl had on that day. It had some pale blue ribbon and some flowers when she left home. It was a small bunch of little pink flowers right in the center. We live two blocks from the streetcar line. There is a store there, at the place she usually gets on the car, kept by Mrs. Smith. Epps is a neighbor of ours. He was a friend of Mary's. He wasn't no special friend of hers. Redirect examination. These are the clothes that she wore on the day. State's Exhibit M. George Epps, sworn for the state. I am 14 years old. I live right around the corner from Mary Fagan's home. I have known her about a year. The last time I saw her was Saturday morning coming to town on the English Avenue car. It was about 10 minutes to 12 when I first saw her. I left her about 7 minutes after 12 at the corner of Forsyth and Marietta Street. She had on that hat, parasol, and things when I left her. She was going to the pencil factory to draw her money. She said she was going to see the parade at Elk and Watt, Sun's at 2 o'clock. She never showed up. I stayed around there until 4 o'clock, and then I went to the ball game. When I left her at the corner of Forsyth and Marietta, I went under the bridge to get papers, and she went over the bridge to the pencil factory, about 2 blocks down Forsyth Street. I sat with Mary on the car.